No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the ninth day of August. Welcome, everyone. We're finishing this week out together, and we're reaching back for those of you that are just trying to find a way to get through. We're here, we're with you, you are not alone. And you are so loved. We continue today in the book of Jeremiah, reading chapters 7 through 9. And today is the last day in the New Living Translation. Jeremiah chapter 7. The Lord gave another message to Jeremiah. He said, "Go to the entrance of the Lord's temple and give this message to the people. O Judah, listen to this message from the Lord. Listen to it, all of you who worship here. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Even now, if you quit your evil ways, I will let you stay in your own land. But don't be fooled by those who promise you safety simply because the Lord's temple is here. They chant, 'The Lord's temple is here. The Lord's temple is here.' But I will be merciful only if you stop your evil thoughts and deeds and start treating each other with justice. Only if you stop exploiting foreigners, orphans, and widows. Only if you stop your murdering, and only if you stop harming yourselves by worshiping idols. Then I will let you stay in this land that I gave to your ancestors to keep forever. Don't be fooled into thinking that you will never suffer because the temple is here. It's a lie. Do you really think you can steal, murder, commit adultery, lie, and burn incense to Baal and all those other new gods of yours, and then come here and stand before me in my temple and chant, 'We are safe,' only to go right back to all those evils again? Don't you yourselves admit that this temple, which bears my name, has become a den of thieves? Surely I see all the evil going on there. I, the Lord, have spoken. Go now to the place of Shiloh where I once put the tabernacle that bore my name. See what I did there because of all the wickedness of my people, the Israelites. While you were doing these wicked things, says the Lord, I spoke to you about it repeatedly, but you would not listen. I called out to you, but you refused to answer. So just as I destroyed Shiloh, I will now destroy this temple that bears my name, this temple that you trust in for help, this place that I gave to you and your ancestors. And I will send you out of my sight into exile, just as I did your relatives, the people of Israel. Pray no more for these people, Jeremiah. Do not weep or pray for them, and don't beg me to help them, for I will not listen to you. Don't you see what they are doing throughout the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? No wonder I am so angry. Watch how the children gather wood and the fathers build sacrificial fires. See how the women knead dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. And they pour out liquid offerings to their other idol gods. Am I the only one they are hurting? Asks the Lord. Most of all, they hurt themselves to their own shame. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will pour out my terrible fury on this place. Its people, animals, trees, and crops will be consumed by the unquenchable fire of my anger. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Take your burnt offerings and your other sacrifices and eat them yourselves. When I led your ancestors out of Egypt, it was not burnt offerings and sacrifices I wanted from them. This is what I told them. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Do everything as I say, and all will be well. But my people would not listen to me. They kept doing whatever they wanted, following the stubborn desires of their evil hearts. They went backward instead of forward. From the day your ancestors left Egypt until now, I have continued to send my servants, the prophets, day in and day out. But my people have not listened to me or even tried to hear. They have been stubborn and sinful, even worse than their ancestors. Tell them all this, but do not expect them to listen. Shout out your warnings, but do not expect them to respond. Say to them, this is the nation whose people will not obey the Lord their God and who refuse to be taught. Truth has vanished from among them. It is no longer heard on their lips. Shave your head in mourning and weep alone on the mountains, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken this generation that has provoked his fury. The people of Judah have sinned before my very eyes, says the Lord. They have set up their abominable idols right in the temple that bears my name, defiling it. They have built pagan shrines at Topheth, the garbage dump in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, and there they burn their sons and daughters in the fire. I have never commanded such a horrible deed. It never even crossed my mind to command such a thing. So beware, for the time is coming, says the Lord, when that garbage dump will no longer be called Topheth or the Valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. They will bury the bodies in Topheth until there is no more room for them. The bodies of my people will be food for the vultures and wild animals, and no one will be left to scare them away. I will put an end to the happy singing and laughter in the streets of Jerusalem. The joyful voices of bridegrooms and brides will no longer be heard in the towns of Judah. The land will lie in complete desolation. In that day, says the Lord, the enemy will break open the graves of the kings and officials of Judah, and the graves of the priests, prophets, and common people of Jerusalem. They will spread out their bones on the ground before the sun, moon, and stars, the gods my people have loved, served, and worshipped. Their bones will not be gathered up again or buried, but will be scattered on the ground like manure. And the people of this evil nation who survive will wish to die rather than live where I will send them. I, the Lord of heaven's armies, have spoken. Jeremiah, say to the people, this is what the Lord says. When people fall down, don't they get up again? When they discover they're on the wrong road, don't they turn back? Then why do these people stay on their self-destructive path? Why do the people of Jerusalem refuse to turn back? They cling tightly to their lies and will not turn around. I listen to their conversations and don't hear a word of truth. Is anyone sorry for doing wrong? Does anyone say, what a terrible thing I have done? No, all are running down the path of sin, as swiftly as a horse galloping into battle. Even the stork that flies across the sky knows the time of her migration, as do the turtle dove, the swallow, and the crane. They all return at the proper time each year, but not my people. They do not know the Lord's laws. How can you say, we are wise because we have the word of the Lord, when your teachers have twisted it by writing lies? These wise teachers will fall into the trap of their own foolishness, for they have rejected the word of the Lord. Are they so wise after all? I will give their wives to others and their farms to strangers. From the least to the greatest, their lives are ruled by greed. Yes, even my prophets and priests are like that. They are all frauds. They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wound. They give assurance of peace when there is no peace. Are they ashamed of these disgusting actions? Not at all. They don't even know how to blush. Therefore, they will lie among the slaughtered. They will be brought down when I punish them, says the Lord. I will surely consume them. There will be no more harvests of figs and grapes. Their fruit trees will all die. Whatever I gave them will soon be gone. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then the people will say, why should we wait here to die? Come, let's go to the fortified towns and die there. For the Lord our God has decreed our destruction and has given us a cup of poison to drink because we sinned against the Lord. We hoped for peace, but no peace came. We hoped for a time of healing, but found only terror. The snorting of the enemy's war horses can be heard all the way from the land of Dan in the north. The neighing of their stallions makes the whole land tremble. They are coming to devour the land and everything in it, cities and people alike. I will send these enemy troops among you. Like poisonous snakes you cannot charm. They will bite you, and you will die. I, the Lord, have spoken. My grief is beyond healing. My heart is broken. Listen to the weeping of my people. It can be heard all across the land. Has the Lord abandoned Jerusalem? The people ask. Is her king no longer there? Oh, why have they provoked my anger with their carved idols and their worthless foreign gods, says the Lord. The harvest is finished, and the summer is gone. The people cry, yet we are not saved. I hurt with the hurt of my people. I mourn and am overcome with grief. Is there no medicine in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why is there no healing for the wounds of my people? If only my head were a pool of water and my eyes a fountain of tears, I would weep day and night for all my people who have been slaughtered. Oh, that I could go away and forget my people and live in a traveler's shack in the desert. For they are all adulterers, a pack of treacherous liars. My people bend their tongues like bows to shoot out lies. They refuse to stand up for the truth. They only go from bad to worse. They do not know me, says the Lord. Beware of your neighbor. Don't even trust your brother. For brother takes advantage of brother, and friend slanders friend. They all fool and defraud each other. No one tells the truth. With practiced tongues, they tell lies. They wear themselves out with all their sinning. They pile lie upon lie and utterly refuse to acknowledge me, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord of Heaven's army says. See, I will melt them down in a crucible and test them like metal. What else can I do with my people? For their tongues shoot lies like poisoned arrows. They speak friendly words to their neighbors while scheming in their heart to kill them. Should I not punish them for this, says the Lord? Should I not avenge myself against such a nation? I will weep for the mountains and wail for the wilderness pastures, for they are desolate and empty of life. The lowing of cattle is heard no more. The birds and wild animals have all fled. I will make Jerusalem into a heap of ruins, says the Lord. It will be a place haunted by jackals. The towns of Judah will be ghost towns with no one living in them. Who is wise enough to understand all this? who has been instructed by the Lord and can explain it to others? Why has the land been so ruined that no one dares to travel through it? The Lord replies, "This has happened because my people have abandoned my instructions. They have refused to obey what I said. Instead, they have stubbornly followed their own desires and worshipped the images of Baal, as their ancestors taught them. So now, this is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Look, I will feed them with bitterness and give them poison to drink. I will scatter them around the world in places they and their ancestors never heard of, and even there, I will chase them with a sword until I have destroyed them completely. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. Consider all this and call for the mourners. Send for the women who mourn at funerals. Quick, begin your weeping. Let the tears flow from your eyes. Hear the people of Jerusalem crying in despair. We are ruined. We are completely humiliated. We must leave our land because our homes have been torn down. Listen, you women, to the words of the Lord. Open your ears to what he has to say. Teach your daughters to wail. Teach one another how to lament. For death has crept in through our windows and has entered our mansions. It has killed off the flower of our youth. Children no longer play in the streets, and young men no longer gather in the squares. This is what the Lord says. Bodies will be scattered across the fields like clumps of manure, like bundles of grain after the harvest. No one will be left to bury them. This is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am the Lord, who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. A time is coming, says the Lord, when I will punish all those who are circumcised in body, but not in spirit. The Egyptians, Edomites, Ammonites, Moabites, the people who live in the desert and remote places, and yes, even the people of Judah. And like all these pagan nations, the people of Israel also have uncircumcised hearts. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We hear your voice clearly, that we are to obey you. We so clearly want to do our own thing. We so clearly think we are surrendered to you as we continue in our own way. Help us, God, to know your voice, to obey your voice, to do your will, despite what anyone says, despite what everyone else is doing, despite what everyone else is saying, while they're not even in relationship with your word. Give us what we need to follow you. No turning back, regardless of who goes with us. We will follow your voice. I pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, Dab community. This is the Fire Tender, and I have a praise report. A while back, I posted asking for prayer to get my care person here from Mexico. She obtained her visa, and she flew here July 26th. That's my mother's birthday. And the next day, as I sat thanking God, a cardinal appeared outside my window. I feel it's my mom, doing the best that she can from heaven to try to help me. So, thank you. Thank you for the prayers. Now I just ask that you'd continue to pray for us as we try to navigate this condition. I know it's hard on Karina because I'm a lot worse than I was in Mexico. Neither one of us understand why. So every day I'm trying to talk to God and understand what to do and how to accept losing all my immobility. Isn't easy, but I'm thankful that I can go on here and give you guys thanks and listen every day to all the prayers that come in. It's wonderful. Thank you to Brian and Jill for what you've done. 20 years. It's amazing. An amazing commitment. And it's great. Thank you all.
Hi, this is Pure Heart from Tennessee. And I was calling to lift up our brother from Boston, praying for his bride, Rosa. They just recently got a diagnosis of stomach cancer. Lord God, I just thank you right now that our brother from Boston knows to bombard heaven on his bride's behalf. I thank you, Father God, that he's asking for us to stand with him to help bombard heaven along with him, Father God, because there's power in numbers. And Father God, I'm grateful, Lord, that what the enemy is meaning for evil, you are able to turn it for your glory. And Father God, I just thank you that healing was given to Rosa on the cross over 2,000 and something years ago. And we plead that blood of Jesus to cover her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We say every assignment, every schedule, every demonic thought, plan, or action towards her is covered under the blood, which makes it dissipate like that cancer that we're praying for in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that you're our healer, and we just ask that right now that you would heal Rosa. We thank you, Father God, for her life, and we thank you, Father God, for the testimony that you'll get out of that as she tells people of your goodness, your mercy, and your loving kindness. Lord, we bless you and we give you praise and honor. Be with this family in Jesus' matchless and holy name.
Hey, Dabc family, this is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I wanted to lift up Serena's prayer request for her friend, Renee. Father God, we just bring Renee to your throne room of grace. Lord, I pray that you would give her comfort and peace. You would show her that you are in this struggle and that you will make a way. You would reveal yourself to her in a mighty way. And you would show her that she has a purpose here in this earth. And you're going to use her for your glory. You're going to bless her and that you are going to help her get through this time. And you will see her, we will see her prosper. If she just calls upon you, we just pray that she would call upon you, Lord God, and draw closer to you. We just pray also for comfort and peace for Serena as she goes through this journey with her friend. Bless these women. And just thank you in advance for everything you're doing in their lives. And we thank you for these two sisters. In Yeshua's mighty, matchless name. Hallelujah.
Morning, y'all. This is Dave in Arizona. calling in to pray for Kayla, who's joining the Navy soon. As a Navy veteran myself, I remember all too well what it was like going through boot camp in the summertime in Great Lakes, Illinois. Kayla, you can do this. It's gonna suck. It's gonna try every bit of you, but you can do this. Just remember, keep God close, because all of the hard times that you're gonna go through, He's gonna help you through it. Dear Jesus, please watch over Kayla while she's in boot camp. In your name we pray, Lord God. Amen.
Hi, I just wanted to give an update. I called a couple weeks ago about my cousin Genevieve, who had just found out that she had leukemia, and the first 2 weeks were going to be the most critical time for her. Thank you all so much for your prayers. It worked. God came through as He always does, and she survived the first 2 weeks. She's going into 3 weeks, and now it looks like her prognosis is pretty good. Please continue praying for her and her family, as they do have a long road ahead of them, but it hopefully won't be so scary at this point. And thank you for those, again, who called in to pray, and those who just pray at home. I know I don't call in very often, but I do pray for you all every day, and I love this community. Thank you so much.
Good morning, my wonderful Dabsy family. This is covered in His blood. I want to just thank everybody for praying for Tutu as he fights for equal visitation rights, equal everything over for his daughter. Now, I want to also ask you guys to pray for him on Friday.